Yeah, Bruce, how would you assess how the offensive line performed in a game that seemed like there wasn't much to nitpick? Because how do you guys assess it?
I don't. Obviously, we're gonna go and watch the tape here in a little bit as a unit, but it was a lot of fun. Obviously, we were able to run the ball well, and that's always a good thing for the offensive line. Wasn't perfect. Some things we need to clean up. Some things that might happen in the first game, first time being out there in front of 60,000 people. But man, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun to see the younger guys get into. So I guess that would be the one way to describe that game. It was just fun to go out there, play some football, and get ready for the what's to come this season.
How would you assess how the maybe the connection between you and Bear, center and quarterback? How important is that, and how's that coming along?
It's coming along great. I love Bear. He's really confident, which is surprising for an 18-year-old kid to be out there. He's really calm in the huddle. I think that's a good feeling for the entire offensive line, but no, it's coming along well. I think there's a special bond between a center and quarterback. They go places nobody else goes on me, so it's always a fun situation. But yeah, no, Bear's doing great, and he's got a great chemistry with all the O-line. We really love him, love blocking for him, love playing for him.
All right, next question will be from Jay Catch.
Yeah, Bruce, Jay Catch, KSL Sports Zone in Salt Lake City. Just wanted to ask you, do you feel fully assimilated now to playing offensive line as the starting center at BYU?
Yeah, I feel real comfortable, feel good. I think everybody felt pretty comfortable out there Saturday. It was nobody's first start, nobody's first game. So it was good to go out there, let it rip, play fast. And like I said, there's still things we need to clean up. Maybe we weren't the most comfortable with. Not a ton, but we'll get in the film room and we'll fix it this week in practice and be ready to go Saturday.
Been a little bit of rotation at guard with Waylon out. How do you feel about guys like Kyle Safarchoke, Sonny Moccasini, and Austin, how they're performing alongside you in the interior?
I love it. I think we got seven guys who could start at P4 schools right here in the offensive line. I think it's great to be able to rotate guys. It's a long season, as I can speak from last year. I got my number called up when I wasn't expecting it, so it's great to have a lot of depth, great to have a lot of guys that can play, and I think everybody played well, knew the scheme well, and was prepared.
All right, next question will be from Sean Walker.
Hey, Bruce, I don't know if you remember this very well. I think he might have been on your kid when he first got here, but I remember LJ Martin coming to BYU as like this really shy, reserved, kind of timid, I mean, kid. He was a kid for all intents and purposes,
True.
Right? And it seems like he's really grown up a lot the last couple of years. Have you seen strides in him just in terms of like leadership and outgoingness or that kind of thing? Maybe even non-football stuff where you've sort of seen him grow in big ways, I guess, over the last year plus, 2 years?
Yeah, it's been awesome to watch LJ grow. He's grown physically. I don't know if anybody is able to tell. He looks a lot bigger, a lot faster out there. But as a leader, I mean, there's a reason he's a captain for this team. We voted for him. We want him as a leader. And like you said, he might be a little more reserved even still, but he has a voice on this team. We look to him as a leader. He's a calm presence in the huddle when things might be a little crazy, which is always nice to have. No, but it's been fun to watch LJ grow. He's coming out of his shell more and more every day, but I love him. I love blocking for LJ. He's such a good teammate, good guy for the O-line. Can't say enough good about him, and just he has made tremendous strides as an individual, as a football player, and as a leader.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Yeah, Bruce, sorry to ask you about another teammate, but I'm on Kyle Safarchuk. And I said that pretty well, didn't I?
Safarchuk, yep.
Okay. What's he about? What does he bring to the team? When I bring up his name, what comes to mind as far as kind of how would you describe him?
Kyle's one of my best friends off the field. He blends in with this O-line really well. He's just a gritty, tough kid. He has really good technique. He'll be a guy who's in the rotation and who's going to play for us this season, and I'm more than happy to have him here. He brings great depth, and he's a great player for us. If you go back and watch the tape, he plays with great effort, really good, savvy football player, knows what he's doing, and just really happy to have him here. And, yeah, he adds a great personality to the O-line room and brings a toughness to the O-line room.
Thanks.
All right, do we have any other questions for Bruce? All right, next question will be from Jake Hatch.
Yeah, just quickly, Bruce, I assume you watched that game Stanford played against Hawaii in week zero. They have some extra time to prepare for you guys. What are you expecting? What did you see from that performance?
Yeah, it was kind of fun to be able to watch them week zero, watch both your opponents, Portland State in the morning and then Stanford in the evening. The first thing that popped off to me, they got a very athletic defensive line, some twitchy guys, so we could have our hands full there. But I'm looking forward to the matchup and being able to put some more stuff out there, put some more stuff on film. And I'm really looking forward to this. Like I said, what really pops up to me is the interior guys. They're pretty athletic. They play a couple different guys, and it's hard to compare with Hawaii because they throw the ball a lot, kind of an air raid, run and gun type of offense. So their play style might be a little different coming to Provo, but we'll see. I'm really excited. And, yeah, those D tackles, they gave Hawaii a handful a little bit. A couple of them had some sacks. So looking forward to the matchup, looking forward to competing, and should be a fun Saturday.
I also wanted to ask you, because position coaches have different demeanors on sideline versus practice. What's Coach Woods like on game day? What's he like on the sidelines with you guys?
Coach Woods, he's pretty fired up throughout the week, and then you get to Saturdays, and he's the calm guy, you know, when you need the calm guy. You can tell he's been coaching for a while. It's fun. When you're up big, he's coaching you hard, critiquing you. But, you know, when you're in a tough spot, he's the calm guy on the sideline, bringing everybody together. And, no, you can tell he's been coaching for a long time, and he knows how to use his emotions in certain situations to bring the best out of you.
All right, next question from Mitch Harper.
Bruce, when you talk about bringing the best out of you, how is it, how you evolved as a player by going up consistently against Keanu Tanavasa, and just how is that maybe iron sharpening iron between the two of you?
For sure, it was a really fun spring, really fun fall. We were able to see JT on Saturday as well. Him and Keanu, they're a pretty good dynamic duo. I've said this a lot. They'll bring out the best of you because they're both really fast, but they're really strong. Usually you get one or the other as a defensive lineman, but not these guys. They bring both. So it was really fun this fall. You got to play those guys a little different. So I think they prepared us for a lot of what we're going to face this season in terms of facing bigger D-lines, stronger guys, but also smaller D-lines who are quicker and twitchy and shooting gaps and things like that. So, they made us a lot better as an offensive line, and hopefully we made them better as D-tackles.
And last thing for me, I'm just curious, you know, what have been areas of focus for you this year now that you're, you know, the starting center, you're every week going to be that guy? Like, what's some areas that you want to continue to evolve week after week?
I think coming into kind of the spring this year, I wanted to feel comfortable as that voice for the O-line, making sure everybody was on the right people. I don't know if I did a perfect job on Saturday, something still working on. Hopefully I get it dialed in this Saturday. But I think that was a big focus for me, was trying to be the voice of the O-line, knowing the offense, knowing who we need to block and what people we need to be on, what calls to make. And I think there's lots of little things on the O-line you can always critique, whether it's your hands or how you're traveling. So little things like that. But my main focus was just trying to focus on the offense, make sure we were all on the right people. And I think I did a pretty good job at getting better at that, and hopefully we'll only get better as the season goes on.